This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
I'm sorry, what'd you say your name was?
Keisha.
Keisha, K-E-I-S-H-A?
Yes.
All right, thank you, ma'am. Hi, this is Savannah calling on behalf of XPO. Can I give you the FMS number, please?
Yes.
All right, I've got 748-418-58.
Okay, give me 1 second, it's loading. Can you verify the client's name and address, please?
Yes, ma'am. I've got Greta Tarnoskati, 23227 Kena Court, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Telephone number 630-470-0857.
Okay, thank you so much. How can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. Miss Greta was actually scheduled for all of these deliveries and installs today. It seems that there was not available at the warehouse, but she was still willing to accept other appliances. When our tech called to notify her and let her know that he would be running behind, or he would be behind the 2 o'clock slot frame. The customer kind of got upset and said she wouldn't be available after 2 o'clock. So the tech, you know, went ahead and didn't cancel that delivery, but the customer more or less did, because she stated that if we couldn't do it at this time, then we would have to do it on her time. I did look to see at the next available date, and it would not be until next week on Tuesday. She says this has to be completed by Saturday because someone's leaving out of town for 3 weeks. So I did tell her that I would send an email up to, you know, a requested earlier date, but there's nothing, you know, we can guarantee. And not very certain that she's happy with, you know, the options that I did try to propose for her.
Okay, so she said she wants to cancel the entire order if we can't get it on a day. Like, what days are available?
The soonest, as far as scheduling-wise, that we have was on the 10th. Let's see here. Yeah, the soonest date we would have would be on the 10th, next Tuesday. Now, and I did, you know, I did tell her that we could send out an email that if anything, you know, become available before then, but nothing's guaranteed. And that's when she demanded that we set this time frame, and we missed our time frame, therefore we have to go off of her time frame now. So just very, you know.
Did she say what's her available time?
She wants it done now. She don't care what time it's done, but it has to be done by Saturday. And looking in the notes before me, it seems like she had mentioned that she would anytime after 5.
Okay, are you guys able, is he able to, are you guys able to get her on the schedule anytime this week?
It's not guaranteed. We can try. I'm sending out an email to the service provider to let them know that we do have a request for an earlier time. That way, if there is some cancellations or any possible way that, you know, we could, we would, but we can't guarantee it. And she's more or less demanding it. And I can't guarantee her.
Okay, she'll just have to pick a date that works for her. But I know she didn't want the delivery today if it was after 2:00.
Yes, that's what I'm seeing in the notes here from earlier. Said requested. Has somewhere to be by 2:30, will not return after 5. If she has to reschedule, it will have to be after 5. But like I said, our next available date on the schedule that we can guarantee is not until the 10th.
Okay. I mean, she'll eventually just have to pick a date. I'll give her a call. I can go ahead and give you the case ID number for
yes, ma'am.
Him not showing up.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
Yes, ma'am. Ready when you are.
286.
Yes, ma'am.
573-799. And her time window was from 12 to 8. And what was the narrow time?
Ma'am.
I see her time was between 12 and 8 p.m., but did they give her a narrow time?
She said she had somewhere to be by 2:30. I'm not sure. Our tech called her to confirm, delivery. And when in their communications, I'm not sure how it went, but more or less my tech understood that if you can't be here and get this done by 2:00, then don't come. You come back when I'm available, because
okay,
she's
I'm
not
glad
gonna,
you're, okay. I had to clear that up because if she couldn't take the delivery after 2 o'clock, then why would she pick the time window of 12 and 8?
Correct.
So, thank you.
Yes.
You have the case ID number, correct?
Just let me confirm that. I got 286-573-799.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And I do apologize. I did attempt to speak to the customer and, you know, resolve something. And I offered to, you know, send it up to, you know, next available day. But by the end of the phone call, she was, you know, she was just going to go into the store and handle it herself. So,
okay.
I thank you so much for your help today, Ms. Keisha.
You're welcome, and you have a nice day.
You do the same. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.